right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at a
culinary style.
Sorry, it's been doing this.
That's okay. With its food, music, art, and decor. Your dining experience at La Estación will be one to remember.
Brian should have this fixed soon. I don't know.
Okay.
But it'll be back in 13
and
seconds.
Signature margaritas. La Estación at 319 Williams Street. Come enjoy the best Mexican food in town. La Estación, 319 Williams Street, Waukesha.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend Robert Miranda. Let's go back to the phone lines. Gary from Sussex. Gary, you say what?
Well, like everybody, we're all sick about all this stuff. You know, there's 300 million people in the United States, and I don't know how many sickle people are out there that's going to go in there and start killing kids. But, yeah, we need to have laws in this country, in my opinion, as a conservative. If they raise the age...
There are laws, Gary. There are plenty of laws.
I know that, but... Right. But if they would change it from 18 years old, like in Texas, you can buy a AR-15, to maybe 25 or something like that, I would say that I'd be in favor of that. I'm in favor of going with maybe better background checks.
Yeah, but your party isn't, Gary. That's the issue.
No, I think most people are.
No, I said your party doesn't support.
No. Earl, I kind of disagree with you on that. I think that, you know, the NRA is right. They're afraid to give up something because that's the first thing they're going to be giving up, and they're going to take more and more and more. I have some guns. I like to shoot my guns. I don't hunt. I don't like to kill animals, but I do have fun. I'm in the trap league and stuff like that. But going back to protecting these kids in school, I have grandkids in school. I have 10 grandkids. I think that they should have one door. They should have a vestibule.
Hey, Gary, I got to stop you there. So what if a fire breaks out and they only have one door?
I'm saying that there's one door that's locked open. All the doors you can get out of, but the one that you can't get in. Okay, so if they have one vestibule door, bulletproof glass, you walk into the first one. You're laughing? Okay, you know, why not try something? Something has to be done.
Gary, you know what we should try? We should make sure, number one, make sure that the gun laws in this country get changed where there's some semblance of common sense. Okay? Number one, I shouldn't be able to go into a gun show and then I go to a licensed dealer there and they do a 48-hour wait and then a background check. And then before I can leave the gun show with the licensed dealer, and then I can go take that gun and sell it to my brother or anybody else without a background check or 48-hour waiting period. And
that's illegal. You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Straw purchases.
Yes, you can.
No, it's illegal.
Gary,
but it's illegal.
Gary,
those are called straw purchases.
Gary, I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
That you can. You have a right in this country to go. That's what they call the gun show loophole, that you can then, I went to a gun show and saw this for myself. A guy's walking around with guns telling me, if you want to buy my gun, they asked me if I was a felon. I said, no. Well, you can buy this gun from me right now inside the gun show. But if you bought one from the dealer, you'd have to go through the background checks and all of those. That's a fact. That's what they mean by the gun show loophole. Change that law. And then if you change that law, straw buyers couldn't come in and buy all those guns and sell them to children in central cities out of the back of their trunks of their cars.
All right, so let me ask you a question. I believe that, first of all, good people like myself and other people that have concealed carry permits, they're not committing these crimes. It's insane, evil people in this world. And there are a lot of evil people. And you think it's going to stop? No, it's not going to stop. They're going to get in there where they're going to use a long rifle, AR-15, or a handgun. The thing is, they should enforce the laws.
Isn't it better?
Let me just finish, Earl. Let me just finish, okay? And then I'll respond. They should enforce the laws that we have. If you go out there and you're carrying a illegal gun, you don't have a permit for it, you should get a mandatory sentence, at least 5 years in prison. If you commit a crime using a gun, like a robbery or break-in or stealing somebody's gun out of a house or something like that, you should get a mandatory 20 years. I think the cities will be much safer if they enforce the laws and throw these guys in prison
for a long time if you're
carrying a gun or using a gun during a crime.
Robert, you want to respond to Gary?
Hello?
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Robert. Hi. You're putting up some points there that have been addressed and talked about for a lot of years. The key here is when you say individuals, that's the key, individuals. We have been trying to see the passage of laws that would allow for the selling of guns after individuals have been mentally checked properly. And a lot of these guns are falling legally into the hands of people who are not mentally fit to have these guns. And the party that continues to stand in the way of pushing those laws that would address those mentally deficient people who shouldn't have guns is the Republican Party. Because, again, that same argument is, if you give them an inch, they'll take a foot. If you give them a foot, they'll take a mile. It's, again, the same argument. If people are real serious about stopping this tragedy that's going on in this country, you need to put elected officials who are not beholden to the money interests or not beholden to the NRA, but are concerned about their community, are concerned about their country, are concerned about the livelihood of citizens in this country and the quality of life in our community, not concerned about having a big donation from some big gun lobby. That's the key.
Robert, are you talking about having district attorneys like Chisholm prosecuting people for committing crimes with guns or letting them out after spending about 30 days in jail and you committed a crime with a gun or you got caught carrying an illegal gun? You know, if we had people rather than Democratic Chisholms out there enforcing the law and putting a hammer to these people who are using guns illegally.
That's the issue. At the root of the problem are Republicans and conservatives who switch this quickly. Well, you know, we got the Chisholms who are not locking
Robert
people up.
Robert said about getting rid of Republicans, and I'm just sitting there talking about getting people who enforce the law.
You didn't even listen to what I was saying.
I listened to you.
If we would be able to press for legislation, regulation, laws that check the mental balance of people, okay?
I agree.
Check
100%.
Mental balance. Now, which party is pushing that?
Well, I think everybody wants that checked.
Well, no, which party is pushing it? It ain't the Republican Party.
No, I think we. I got my dog with me. Take your dog to work today.
That's my point. My point is, you have a political party that has turned back on common sense. You agree with it? That's common sense. But this political party has turned its back on common sense. And we have to do something to litigate and mitigate and stop the carrying of weapons by people who are mentally unstable.
Hey, Robert, hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-9.